Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If you want to make a big difference in the Green Bay community, today's the day. The Give Big Green Bay campaign officially kicks off at noon today. Whether you'd like to help out animals in need, support local musicians in our community, or give a boost to another Green Bay nonprofit, you have the next 24 hours to make an impact. With just a bass drum in the lobby for anyone who cared to donate after a performance, the AVB, all-volunteer band, has been performing free concerts in the Green Bay community for more than four decades. The group also collects donated instruments to put in the hands of young musicians who may not otherwise be able to pursue music. This is the first year the AVB was selected for the Give Big Green Bay event. With more than $550,000 in matching funds from the Green Bay Packers and other donors, Give Big Green Bay offers groups like the AVB a powerful platform to share their stories, reach new supporters, and create lasting community impact. The campaign runs from noon today until noon tomorrow. With its rounded out O's and the familiar OOP, our Midwestern accent is going away, hey. According to a recent study by WordFinder, the linguistic website did a survey asking which regional accents people are using less often and why. The results showed the top two regional speech patterns people are using less are the Appalachian accent and the Southern drawl. Some respondents say they veer away from their local dialect to avoid stereotypes or sound more professional. Wisconsin's Midwestern accent ranked pretty low on the survey, meaning we tend to speak the way we always have no matter where we go. Although the pop versus soda divide appears to have softened. The study did not, however, mention using the term bubbler for a drinking fountain. So I don't know, you know, who knows? The man accused of killing his girlfriend in Marinette is back in Wisconsin to face charges. According to court records, Robert Chilcote is in the Marinette County Jail, charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 24-year-old Gabriella Cartagena. Marinette police say Chilcote confessed to shooting Cartagena during an argument in his car and dumping her body in the woods just across state lines in Menominee. Deputies in Minnesota arrested Chilcote a short time later and found guns in his car. He's scheduled to make his initial appearance in Marinette County Court tomorrow morning. Legislation aimed at protecting free speech in Wisconsin is making its way forward in Madison. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. The anti-SLAPP or strategic lawsuits against public participation bill passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin called out damage done to Medicaid, health care, and thousands of Wisconsinites. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin highlighted the financial and emotional ramifications of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Kim Frederick, a Wisconsin mother to a child with Down syndrome, said the cuts to Medicaid could impact her son's care. And she's already seen her costs increase.
Because we own a small business, we also have our insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and we lost our enhanced premium tax credits, which caused our health insurance to more than double.
Baldwin said an estimated 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose Medicaid coverage as a result of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. She added that rural health care services are in danger.
Many of our rural hospitals are already operating in the red.
And these cuts mean that we'll see some hospitals close.
Baldwin vowed to keep applying pressure to restore the cuts in services made by the Trump administration. Frederick attended the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Senator Baldwin. The fight over Wisconsin's voter data continues, and both national parties are getting involved. The U.S. Justice Department is suing to obtain full access to Wisconsin's voter rolls, saying it needs the data to verify compliance with election laws. Democrats filed a motion arguing that the request could expose private information on more than a million voters. Republicans say the state should cooperate if it has nothing to hide. The Wisconsin Elections Committee has refused to release the data, setting up the court battle. A group of students, parents, educators, school districts, and advocacy groups from across Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance for failing to adequately fund public schools. Tanya Kutlowski is the superintendent of Nisita Area School District, which is one of the plaintiffs. She said state funding has not kept up with the needs of students.
Over the past decade, we have been underfunded in special education by over $13 million just in 10 years. Our local referendum, some would argue or could argue, has been 100% funding that mandated legal constitutional obligation.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley responded to the court challenge in a press release saying, quote, "Our current funding formula is not working. Some districts thrive, others struggle to meet basic needs. Opportunity should not depend on geography, but too often it does," end quote. Of the 19 plaintiffs, five of them are school districts in Wisconsin. The Adams Friendship Area School District, School District of Beloit, Eau Claire Area School District, Green Bay Area Public School District, and Nisita Area School District. Wisconsin joins the list of states seeing lawsuits over school funding in recent years. The case was filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday night. The next step is for the court to assign a judge. Then the defendants, the Joint Committee on Finance, and Wisconsin State Legislature have 45 days to respond. The case could eventually end up before the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's a danger to your vehicle on Wisconsin roads, and it's not other drivers. Joanne Krulatz explains.
You might not see it, but something on winter roads could be slowly destroying your vehicle. Road salt, applied to improve traction on icy roads, can also accelerate rust on your vehicle's undercarriage. Rust can weaken structural parts, brake lines, and suspension systems, while also discoloring or chipping paint. Routine washing is an inexpensive way to prevent damage and avoid costly repairs. Electric vehicles face unique risks because battery packs, cooling lines, and electronics sit low in the chassis and are more sensitive to corrosion. High voltage connectors, charging ports, and aluminum battery housings can degrade faster than similar components on gas-powered vehicles. To prevent salt damage on your vehicle, wash it regularly, at least every 2 weeks or more often after driving on heavily salted roads. Prioritize the undercarriage. Use car washes and underbody sprays. Rinse first, flush off loose salt before washing to protect the paint, and apply wax. A fresh coat before winter helps shield paint from salt and moisture. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in the Badger State have fallen about 3.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.52 a gallon. That's according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said crude oil trades are high, driven by escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Ducks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Men's College Basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Eugene tonight to take on the Oregon Ducks at 10-17. Oregon has had a difficult season, but they just upset USC 71-70. Marquette beat Georgetown 76-60. Nigel James led the Golden Eagles with 20 points and 6 assists. NBA, the Bucks on top, 128-117 over the Miami Heat. Doc Rivers says the Bucks finally seem to be headed in the right direction.
Tonight, there were stretches where we could have gave in and we didn't. So I told him that after the game. I said, that's a gut kind of win for us. It was a good win.
And at the NFL Scouting Combine, Brian Gutekunst says the Packers were sorry to see special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia leave Green Bay.
Losing him is tough just because of what he brought to our football team. I think he had some other opportunities that he was looking at. Really good coach, and wherever he ends up, that place is going to be better for it.
That's Brian Gutekunst from Indianapolis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 23 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around 9 above for a low. Tomorrow, little light snow in the morning, high of 32, and then we're going to crank it up on Friday. Sunshine, 48 for a high, but then it's going to get a lot colder with a little light snow for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.